Good morning. How's everyone's morning? Are you just saying good because I started off with good morning? hilarious. Okay. So, this morning I'm preaching at the end of chapter 4 of our Acts series. And before I get started, I'm wondering if anyone would like to put up their hands if they've learnt anything about these Acts series, if God has challenged them in any way, and if they know they've grown and it's been beneficial for them doing this Acts series. So just put up your hand if you've noticed that. A little bit? Okay. Do any of you actually want to share a testimony about how God's challenged you or spoken to you about the Acts series? No one? Didn't think so. Katrina, you put up your hand. Did you want to say something? Oh, she was just telling us what she does at Kinder. Thank you, Katrina. Okay. We've also got three words right here. I don't think you can really miss them when you come in. Tell the world. Sorry. Tell the world. Has anyone noticed since we've been doing the Acts series that they've been challenged with evangelism or challenged about telling the world about Jesus? Put up your hands if you felt that as well. Convicted or something? Cool. And with the people raised, how many of you have actually noticed that you're trying to evangelize a bit more? Nice. Okay. So I'll read the passage of what I'm preaching about now. So if you want to turn your Bibles to Acts 4, starting at verse 32 to 36. Okay. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. There were no needy persons among them. For from time to time, those who owned lands or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it to the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone as he had need. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. First of all, that whole paragraph about Barnabas, is the author's introducing him because he's going to be throughout the New Testament. So that's why he's put in there, and just a little bit about his story and what God's been doing with his life. But I'm mostly preaching about verses 32 to 35. And what I really felt God leading me to was to talk about all the believers. It talks about here, the first three words are all the believers. So I'm going to be talking about what is different with them? Why do we need to learn a bit about them today? So the list of just these three verses, of just the list that I got, that I really felt God just showing me easily, they're in the passage, is one, everything that they owned was for the kingdom. All the believers shared everything. They had great, powerful testimonies. God's grace was upon them. There was no needy people because needs were met. There was no holding back, and God always supplied. I preached about this a couple of weeks ago. Was it a couple? I can't really remember. But in Acts 2, it's the same kind of passage, but different words. I don't know if anyone's remembered that, but in Acts 2, it's the same kind of thing. And I really believe the author, Luke, here is trying to practically show us what it's like to follow Jesus. What it looks like to follow Jesus. And something that they all had in common was everything about them was the kingdom. Their whole mindset was the kingdom. The Holy Spirit not only gave them powerful testimonies, the power to witness, the boldness to witness, but he also gave them the Christian fellowship and generosity. Everything about them was about the kingdom. And how we know it's the Holy Spirit is just before it, the verse just before, it says, we're all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Last week, James spoke about John and Peter and John, and how in times of trouble, they reported back to everyone. They all turned in prayer, and then they were all filled with the Holy Spirit again. Which, if some of you remember, last week we spent time praying, and we were filled with the Holy Spirit once again. And then straight away, it talks about all the believers were one in heart and mind. And this is what I really believe God was simply trying to tell us today, is that we can all be one in heart and mind. We can all have that kingdom mindset that the disciples and all the believers and the apostles were constantly thinking of. Everything was for the kingdom. The Holy Spirit was the one that used them. The Holy Spirit was the one that convicted them and challenged them, that they all had the same heart and mind, all for the kingdom. When they got up in the morning, it was for the kingdom. When they ate together, it was for the kingdom. When they preached, it was for the kingdom. Do you kind of get the flow? It's all for the kingdom. Yeah? That brings me to the selling. And this sometimes can feel a bit uncomfortable to preach about, but something I noticed was this. There was no needy persons among them, for from time to time, those who owned lands or houses sold them and brought the money from the sales and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone as he had need. I really don't believe that God is telling us today that we need to go back home, put our houses up for sale, and sell our houses and come back here and bring all the money. I really don't believe that's it. Because if we look back in chapter 2, I'll read some of the passages because it's pretty much the same as well. So I'm reading from Acts 2, 42 to 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to everyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and they ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. I'll repeat verse 46. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. They broke bread in their homes. That means they didn't sell their homes. And what I really believe is that God is challenging us. The Holy Spirit convicted these people. The Holy Spirit challenged these people about their extra material possessions, about their extra income. That it wasn't the disciples, it wasn't the apostles who were preaching that everyone had to sell everything and give them all the money. If we look back, we can even see, read their sermons and what they were preaching to the people. They were preaching about repenting and believing. They were preaching about Jesus and why he came. The Holy Spirit was the one who was convicting people about their extra income, was convicting people about their material possessions that they were holding on to, things that were stopping them from having a kingdom mindset. And that's what I believe God is trying to speak to us about this whole passage. Is it's not about selling your whole house and selling everything that you have and giving it to him. It's about having a kingdom mindset that everything about you is for the kingdom. So when you wake up in the morning, you're prayerfully and you're considering the lost. When I think about the kingdom, I speak about God's kingdom and getting people saved and growing God's kingdom. So hopefully you can follow me. That everything about you is about getting people saved. When you wake up in the morning, it's about getting people saved. When you go to work, it's about getting people saved. When you go to the shops, it's about the kingdom. When you go to pay your petrol, it's about the kingdom. When you drive, it's about the kingdom. Every single thing about you, about the kingdom. Being that same one in mind and heart about the kingdom. And this is what the people, all the believers, were about. It doesn't say some, it doesn't say most. It says all of the believers. This is heaps of people. Heaps of people, and they were all together in one heart and mind. The Holy Spirit brought them all together, and they were all about the kingdom. Something else I really noticed is that the Holy Spirit freed the people from material needs. He uses us for the kingdom. Every day he wants to use us for the kingdom. And so I know this has been very short, very, very short, but we're going to sing this next song that's called I'll Fight. And what I really felt God just leaving us with today was, are you living your life for the kingdom? Are you living your life daily for the kingdom? Is it on your mind constantly? The kingdom, getting people saved, praying for people. We have three words here that's been up ever since we started the Acts series: tell the world. How are you living your life to tell the world about Jesus? How are you living your life evangelizing? And the next song we're going to sing is I'll Fight. And so I really want to challenge you about fighting for God. Will you fight for the lost? Will you live your life for the kingdom? The prayer up here is always open for prayer. We know it's always open. But today, if you want to stand up and sing this song to God, I sing it as a covenant that I'm going to fight for him. I'm going to fight for the people in pain and suffering who are lost. It's all about the army. It's all about what the Salvation Army's about. Everything about all the believers in this passage was for the kingdom. So let's live our life for the kingdom, yeah? Okay.